Good morning, everyone. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all mothers. I know sometimes this can be a difficult time for you, especially if you have lost your mom or if you are struggling to have children. So just know that we are thinking of you and we are praying with you and we're celebrating, even though you may not have a physical child or a physical mom here, you know, that you can still be a light to those that are around you. And so with that, I want all of the children to come up and grab a bag and give it to the moms that are here in the place. Move quickly. And while they're doing that, I want to say a special happy Mother's Day to my mom and my grandmother in their absence and all of the beautiful women that have had an impact on me, and especially a little something for my first lady, because we want to make sure that we honor her. So I got her a little happy and said happy Mother's Day to you as well. All right, and while y'all doing that, my baby decided that he wanted to honor me by helping me preach this morning. So he is going to help me preach, and he's going to do a little something special for you. So can Johnny Winsley the Fourth come forward, please? Y'all, this my baby. And I heard y'all singing. He was playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That's my baby, y'all. Ooh, I'm so proud of him. And so my message today is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Shine Bright. Now, initially, I was going to do something, you know, about moms. And I had prepared my whole sermon. And then Thursday night, God was like, no, that ain't what I want you to talk about. So I was up late in the midnight hour, Friday morning, as I was preparing this message. And as they are going to get my thing on the screen, we are waiting. Yes, twinkle, twinkle, little star, shine bright. So I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that this is really not a Mother's Day message, but it is a Mother's Day message because it's a message for all. So our scripture this morning is coming from Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, and I'm going to be reading it to you in the Amplified version. And it says, "You are the light of Christ to the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence, and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Let us pray. Father God, Lord, we just thank you, God. We just thank you as we're celebrating our moms on today, Lord God. We pray, God, that you would just soften our hearts, oh God. Let us have an ear to hear this message, oh God, as we go forth and let our light shine so that you can be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So can you go to picture number one for me? Okay, so you guys know that, if you know me, then you know that I love science and engineering and math. I love all the things, but I also love the word. Like, I love the word of God. It is just my daily bread of what I eat and how I live. So this is me meshing the two. And when I was putting this together, I was telling you that I was putting the first one again. I was like, yeah. But when I was putting this one again, I was like, oh, yes, this is going to be good. Okay, so some random facts. So as you see in the picture, disclaimer, we're going to do some science. I might take you to a little physics and a little chemistry, but I promise you, I'm going to bring it all together for the goodness of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so as you see from the picture, a star develops from a giant, slow rotating cloud that is made up mostly of hydrogen, helium, and dust. Due to its own gravitational pull, the cloud begins to collapse inward, and as it shrinks in, it spins more and more quickly, with the outer parts becoming a disk, while the innermost parts become a spherical clump. According to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, this collapsing material grows harder and denser, forming a ball-shaped protostar. When the heat and pressure in the protostar reaches 1.8 million degrees Fahrenheit, the atomic nuclei that normally repel each other start fusing together and the star ignites. So that's what you see here in the picture. You see the dust and it igniting and all of the beautiful stuff. Okay, so basically what I was saying with all of that, giving you all those big words and stuff, y'all like, what? I don't know what that means. But that's okay. I'm going to tell you. In simplest terms, a star is a huge celestial body formed by spinning clouds of hydrogen and helium and dust that produce light and heat from the nuclei that are on fire on the inside. So pretty much what that saying is, you know, the song we were singing, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, the accurate form of it, if we were to sing it in, you know, astronomical term, it would be emit, giant ball of gas. Emit, giant ball of gas. So why on earth am I telling you this? Well, one, it is because, well, you know, it's good to know random things. You never know. You may be on a game show, and the million-dollar question is, what are the two elements that make up a star? Okay, so hydrogen, I heard you. Here you go. Oh, y'all got to pay attention in class. I give out treats. And helium. Somebody said helium on this side. Buddy, come get it, buddy. Where you go? Come on. And a shout out to all teachers, as last week was Teachers Appreciation Week, and their contribution to us is invaluable. Thank you. Thank you for your participation. Okay. And the real reason why I told you guys all of that is that we are like stars. We have this great fire of light on the inside of us, and all we need to do is to let our light shine. Right? So story time. Last year in November, we were in the middle of the pandemic, and things were just going on. I felt like I was in a good place. You know, I was finally managing being working at home and then teaching the kids. And, you know, we were still going forth in ministry. We were still having our women's meetings. But then in November, I was just like, I feel like there's more. I don't know. And then I ran across this quote, and it just resonated so much with me. And then I started praying this prayer. God, anoint my limitations and increase my capacity. So I pray that prayer daily. God, anoint me where I feel like where I'm limited. Increase my capacity to do more for you, to speak more for you, to say more for you. And y'all, let me tell y'all, by now, your girl needs a nap. Okay, I need a nap. I mean, my wheels are spinning on doing more stuff at the home, doing more stuff at work, doing more stuff here. We didn't turn everything up a notch and everything enough. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know how I do it. But then I remember, I do know how I do it. It's only because of the grace of God. And by His grace, I'm allowing my light to shine. And as I'm doing it, He gives me more and more grace to be able to go through and to do it all. So the scripture says, you are the light. not a light, you are the light. Without you, the world has a darkness that is waiting to be illuminated by the light that's on the inside of you. Romans 8:19 in the Amplified says, for even the whole creation, all nature waits eagerly for the children of God to be revealed. There's another verse that says, the earth is groaning. And then in the Passion Translation, it says, the entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. That's us. That is us. The world needs our light, not just Pastor Martin's light or not just Lady Martin's light, but it needs all of our light, not just somebody that you see on Instagram that has a million followers and you're like, okay, well, they're doing it. No, God, the world needs all of us and all of our lights. When I read that scripture, it says standing on tiptoe, I think of, you know, when you tell your kids, we tell our kids, I got a surprise. We're like, oh, where is it? What is it? Oh, we're going somewhere. Oh, we are? Where are we going? What are we going to do? Yeah, they get so excited. And so just think about that, that the world is waiting on us to allow our lights to shine so that the darkness can cease. And we all know this song, this little light of mine. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yes, because we are going to let our light shine everywhere we go in everything that we do. We are going to let our light shine. Okay, so I'm going to give you 5 characteristics of a star. They are brightness, color, surface temperature, size, and the magnetic field. Okay, go to preacher number 2 for me. Okay, astronomers, and by the way, all of these pictures were taken with the Hubble, NASA's Hubble telescope that was launched in 1990. So they have beautiful pictures. Actually, I didn't even know. I have never really taken the time to look before now, but some of the pictures are just so amazing just to see God's work, because, you know, it's science that's quote-unquote discovering, but it's always been there because God has been there for, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Okay, got it. Okay, so with brightness, astronomers define brightness in terms of magnitude, which is how bright the star appears from the Earth, and luminosity, which is the amount of energy that light that emits from the surface, right? However, when taking Earth as a reference point, the scale of magnitude fails to account for the true difference in between the stars, right? So to the apparent observer, the brightness depends on where your location is, right? What's that saying is, depending on where you are, you can't see where my connection to the power source is. And we know Jesus is the, T-H-E-E, capital all of them. He is the power source. John 1, verses 1 through 4 in the NIV says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. And then in John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And while the sun, S-U-N, may not be the biggest star in the galaxy, we know that the S-O-N, Jesus, is the only light that shines through us. And like the moon does not have its own light, but it reflects the light of sun, so are we to be like the moon and reflect the light of Jesus through us. We are to allow Jesus' light to be reflected through us. We are to be bearers of the light, as for it is God's will who works in us both to will and to do. So it makes no sense for us to put our light under a bucket, as the scripture says, because when we do that, the room is a little darker, even though it's shining in, but it's not as bright as it could be if there was nothing covering it. So we don't need to cover our lights. Don't allow the enemy to plant seeds of doubt and discouragement that will cause you to hide your light. He'll say things like, well, I mean, look at where you came from, or look at what you did, or, I mean, are you sure it's you? I mean, you know, it's other people. Why you got to do this too? Plain and simple, it'll be like, why you got to start doing a business? Everybody else doing the business. Are you trying to follow with the train? You know, he'll plant little seeds like that in you. But in Acts chapter 13, verse 47, in the Amplified version, it says, for that is what the Lord, this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles so that you may bring the message of eternal salvation to the end of the earth. We have this gift that is so precious, so we should share it with the world. And just like we share our love for all of things, you know, we share our love for, you know, when we go places, we be like, yo, catch this deal. It's 20% off. Okay, the candles at Bath & Body Works are two, buy two, get two. Okay, and then you got a 20% coupon. Go get your candles, girl. Yes. And then one of my favorites is last week we got some food from the Broken Plate, and Al posted the picture of he ate through his fork. Pause. Just like McDonald's sells their whatever fish sandwich for more than $5, y'all need to raise your prices. Ain't no more $5 fish plates. Okay, all right, we're going to go back to here. Okay, so we have to be, let people know that Jesus is the true source of light in our lives. And when we share about all of these other things that we do, we need to share about the goodness of God and how he has been for us. Because when I think of what God has done for me and all that he has brought me through, even though I'm a little, quote unquote, by most people, I'm young, but Lord Jesus knows he has brought me through a whole lot. So when I think of the goodness, I can just shout and praise and dance myself happy. I don't need an organ. I don't need a drums. I don't need anything. I just need to know what he has done for me and how he has been to me. And so I will share that light and let my light so shine. Jesus, okay. And go to picture number three for me. So the next characteristic of a star is colors. Stars come in a range of colors from reddish to yellow to blue. And a star may appear to have a single color, but actually it emits a broad spectrum of color as you see this star on your screen. And God made you multifaceted. You don't have to be just one way, and that is all you are throughout your entire life. No, as you grow and mature, you will evolve. So allow your light to change colors as you become this beautiful prism of light that God has created you to be. And then the color of a star depends on its temperature. So go to picture number four for me. And as I said earlier, the temperature of a star can get up to 1.8 million degrees Fahrenheit. The surface temperature of a star depends on its mass, and it affects its brightness and color. Specifically, the luminosity, which is the amount of energy that a star emits from its surface, is proportional to the temperature to the fourth power. You're like, do what now? Say who? I thought I had two things. Okay. Thing. I got two braces on. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so say for instance, we have this one. This is a star, and I'm going to put it right here. And we have this one. This is a star. They are roughly the same size. However, if this one is hotter, it'll shine brighter. The temperature of it makes it shine its light a little more. The more you let your light shine, the harder you get for God. Kind of like, you know, we used to play this game as kids when people would get close to you. Oh, you cold? You cold? Oh, you warming up? You on fire? Yes, yes, yes. Just like that. When we allow our light to shine, when we are at the plate, when we allow our light to shine, wherever we go, we become more on fire for God. And let me tell you something. We don't just need you to shine your light in the church. Because you don't have to just come here and be like, okay, I'm going to praise him here and I'm going to talk about him here. But then when you go out and you're around your friends, or, you know, you're hanging out with your coworkers or whatever, you just become lukewarm. Because God said if you're lukewarm, he'll spit you out of his mouth. However, when you let your light shine wherever you go, you can intensify the fire that's on the inside of you. And then the beauty of it is that you don't even have to go around and be like, yes, I'm on fire for God. Yes, I'm on fire for God. Yes, I'm on fire for God. No, it'll show. All you got to do is be yourself. That's the beauty of it. You just be yourself. And then people be like, oh, you remember when she used to be cussing folks out? Lord, she just got a whole new attitude. I don't know. Is it because she got kids now? Now, maybe because she's married. You know, she got married, you know, to what's the name with the big head? You know how y'all, you know, how people be talking. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't even know why he even married, you know, because they be saying. But at the end of the day, they be like, but I don't know. It's something about her. She different. But I like it. I'm going to keep calling her. You know how they talk and stuff like that. But the beauty of it, they'll remember. And they'll know that the light that is within you, and then you continue to keep going and keep shining your light, and then eventually your light, the light that you allow to shine, will initially, thank you, Holy Spirit, for it happened this morning. The light that you have that's on the inside of you will eventually jump to someone else if you let it go strong enough. Prime example, this morning during worship, Lady Martin got to a point where she was singing, and then she went to Sharon. Sharon immediately picked it up. I was like, yes, y'all better be letting the Holy Spirit work up in here. And it allowed. And then the beauty thing is, what, they weren't even in competition because they got the same light. Because just because me and you share the same light, I don't have to come and try to tear you down and be like, no, you need to shut your light off. No, all of us can shine. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself because I'm getting excited. Okay. So Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew and then for the Gentile, because I'm not ashamed, so I'm gonna tell it wherever I go. Amen, Jesus. Okay, go to picture number 5 for me. Okay, the next thing we're gonna talk about is size. Astronomers generally measure the size of stars in terms of the radius of our sun. So don't think for 1 minute just because your light isn't as big as another light that it is less reflective. Right? Oh, man, it got hot real quick. just like, okay, so you know how, okay, all right, I'm sitting on the couch, and then I drop some on the floor, right? So then what we normally do is, even though we have this main lamp on, what we do is we'll pull out our cell phone, right? And we'll turn on the flashlight. Hey, man, yes, come on, help me preach. And then what we'll do is we'll use it. Oh, there it is. I done found it. And then we pick it up. But then notice we don't immediately turn off the small light. We use the small light to help examine closely what we have seen. Right, and oh, Jesus, this is glue. I done picked up some glue by happenstance. And when we both shine our lights together, they become like glue, and they are two. And the word says, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. When you let your quote unquote small light get with someone else's small light, and get with someone else's small light, would get with someone else's big light, then it will illuminate the whole entire room. For the power and the knowledge of Jesus. Matthew 18:20 says, oh, I already did that one. Where two or three are gathered, there he is in the midst. Okay, picture 6. The last one is the magnetic field. So, as I said at the beginning, stars are a big spinning ball of rolling electrically charged gases, and they typically generate magnetic fields. This means that every star has a level to which it will either attract
or it will repel. So once you let your light shine, people will either come to you and flock to you like honeybees to a flower, or they will scatter like roaches. Some people will be like the air traffic controller, like, yes, here, let your light shine, illuminate this, help me to reveal the truth, help me to see in the darkness, I need you over here. And then there'll be some people that will come to you and be like, it don't take all of that. Like, why you got to do all of that? Why you got to do it here? Like, can you go do it over there? Do you have to? I mean, sheesh, are you just trying to be seen? You just trying to be seen. You clout chasing. I think that's it. You clout chasing. That's what it is. You clout chasing. So what it is that the people who are attracted to you, they're not attracted to you. They're attracted to the light that's on the inside of you. And then the people that don't want, you know, that act like they don't want nothing to do with you, in reality, they really do, is that they don't have the capacity to withstand the radiance of your light, or the fact that you are allowing your light to shine, illuminate, and exposes the darkness in their lives that they aren't even ready to deal with. So, just as, I don't have them right now, but I'm going to pretend that my glasses are. Just like Lisa Nichols said, is, boo, I ain't going to dim my light, but here you go, some shades. I ain't dimming my light for nobody, but here you go, some shades. So that's what I'm going to do. I ain't going to dim my light for you, boo. If it's too bright, here you go, put on some sunglasses or something to block my amazingness, because I ain't going to let it go, because God is working through me on the inside of me. He has done too much for me to just dim my light just so you. I ain't going to shrink back no more. I'm not going to play small no more. I'm going to come in with the boldness and the authority that I have by the power of Jesus Christ and say, thus says the Lord, Jesus is the light of the world. Okay, so bringing it all together, I know I've gave y'all a lot of science and chemistry and physics and all of that. What exactly am I trying to let you know? One, Jesus is the light source for which we are to be the reflectors. Two, light reveals truth and it exposes darkness. Three, we need the light that God placed on the inside of you. And until you start shining bright, the world will continue to be in darkness. So let your light shine wherever you go. Whether it's in your home, let your light shine. In your workplace, let your light shine. In the classroom, let your light shine. In the car pickup line, let your light shine. In the gym, let your light shine. In the restaurant, let your light shine. At Target, Publix, and Walmart, let your light shine. At the PTA meeting, let your light shine. At the football field and at the baseball field, let your light shine. At the dance recital, at the basketball court, or the tennis court, let your light shine. At the hair salon, at the nail salon, at the spa, let your light shine. At the park, at the beach, at the zoo, at the movies, at the aquarium, wherever you go in the world, let your light shine. Because we are called to let our light shine in all places, no matter what we're doing, no matter what others are saying, no matter what things are going on. We are to shine our light so that people don't see us, but they want to know and have a true relationship with the one true and living God. So the last thing I want to have us to do is a declaration. And so repeat after me. If no one else decides to shine, then I will be the one. I'm going to shine bright like a diamond. Amen. And in closing, I leave you with this blessing. May the blessing of Aaron, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. May his favor be upon you and 1,000 generations from your family, your children, their children, your neighbor's children, your cousin's children, your uncle's children, your enemy's children, even them too. We want the blessing and the favor of the Lord to be over all. May his presence go before you when you're getting ready to shine your light, and may his presence be behind you as you shine in your light, that people don't see you, but they see the power of the living God. May it be beside you and beside you, all around you, wherever you may go, because God is with you. He is with you. He's with you in the morning when you get up, let your light shine. He's with you in the evening when you go to bed, let your light shine. He's with you when you're coming, you let your light shine. He's with you when you're going, let your light shine. He's with you when you're crying, let your light shine. He's with you when you're rejoicing, let your light shine. He's with you when you got sorrow, let your light shine. He's with you when you got joy, let your light shine. He's with you when you're happy, let your light shine. He's with you when you're sad, let your light shine. He's with you when you're depressed, let your light shine. He's with you when you got anxiety, let your light shine. He's with you when you don't know what to do, let your light shine. He's with you when you got all the money in the world, still let your light shine. Wherever you go, know that you let your light shine, because God is with you, he is for you, and there's nothing that anyone else can do about it, because if God be for me, who can be against me? So go and let your light shine. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let your light shine. Wherever you are and wherever you go, let your light shine. So I'm done. And I got y'all out to y'all make and go and catch y'all some Cheesecake Factory or wherever y'all gonna take y'all mamas. But I do wanna pray and close us out in a prayer. So, Father God, Lord, I just surrender to you, Lord. God, and I pray that as we go on this journey to awaken the lights that are within us, oh God, whether we have been putting them under a bucket or hiding them under a coat, or we've been just dimming them just a little bit so that others will think, or just because we don't want people to see the gloriousness of you in us, whatever the case may be, oh God, give us the strength, the willpower, and the ability, oh God, to shine bright for you. Oh God, continue to set the fire down on the inside of us, oh God, that it will consume us and will produce for us a far greater glory, oh God, than we have experienced, Jesus. Oh God, right now, oh God, for those that are shining their lights and they don't have a path to follow, oh God, you said that you will make our path straight, Lord. Oh God, that you will guide us and that you will lead us, oh Lord God. So even though we don't know which way to go or which to do, oh Lord God, long as we let the light shine, we know that you will illuminate the path, Lord. God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, shine bright. All right, Johnny, you gonna be playing for us next Sunday. Whatever, I'm speaking those things to be not as though they were. You don't never know. Start them young. So thank God for Sister Winsley, her husband, their family have been with us for several years now. It'll be 10 after a while, but I'm just so thankful to God for them, for the anointing that is on her life, and you will be hearing from her much, much more. And there's many other voices in this place that I want to hear from throughout the summer months as we get ready to go into our next phase. There's a lot of things that's actually going on in the world right now. Hope you got that word as far as making sure that y'all don't sell yourselves too cheap. raise your prices. Everybody else is right now. And then you lower them when the market determines that. So that's a gold nugget there. So y'all heed to that. All right. If people value you things, that they'll invest. If people value what you have, then invest. And y'all need to pop up over there in Baldwin Park, too. Okay, you get that word in just a minute. Pop over there in Baldwin Park, too, and talk about Sister LaToya and Sister Carr. But other than that, people of God, we're done for the day. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. I appreciate y'all. Go ahead and get a hand clap for our mothers. They will also have something prepared for you all momentarily as well. And so I really enjoyed the message on today. Hopefully, those of you that are watching at home, that you will also let your light shine as well. You know me, I love props. I was like, all right now, and she ain't burning her head like Michael Jackson back in the day. Y'all remember that when Michael Jackson was doing that Pepsi commercial and his hair got torched on fire, and he was just, look it up on YouTube. Well, you might see it, I don't know, but yeah, okay. But anyway, once again, thanks to all of our mothers in the side of the place. It's not an easy job, it is a necessary job. And as I always say, even if your mother is not here, honor her legacy by making sure that you live your life to the fullest, being a man or woman of God after his own heart, all right? So come on, let's stand to our feet right now. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. And let us pray. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your favor. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing for us to come into your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in our lives. We ask you, Lord God, to come into this place today, touch every person under the sound of my voice as we begin to move to the glory of God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for your favor. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love you. And there's nothing you could do about it. Be blessed, people of God. See you next Sunday.